Welcome to Hot Off the Press, a podcast that provides knowledge and emotional support for new and aspiring printers. I'm Jillian of Studio Soprano.
And I'm Mariah of Mariah Creates, and we are two letterpress printers who believe in sharing our knowledge and learning together.
We're here to help bridge the gap between antique printing methods and modern design.
So hang up your apron,
put down those palette knives,
and let's get into what's hot off the press.
Hey listeners, a little disclaimer for this episode. We talk a lot about Christmas things, in particular, a big man in a red suit that you might not want your little ones to hear. We believe in keeping the Christmas magic alive, so choose your listening companions carefully and enjoy this behind-the-scenes look at how some of that magic is created. All right, Mariah, take it away.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Hot Off the Press. Today, we have a very special welcome back to a guest from season two of Hot Off the Press. And I'm here, of course, with the ever lovely Jillian of Studio Soprano. And I'm also joined today by Kara Jo Knapp of Knapp Design Co. Welcome back, Kara Jo.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on the podcast again. We're so excited. Obviously, you know, the three of us, for those listening, are in a group chat, so we talk to each other pretty regularly, but it's really fun to actually see your face. And the last time we saw your face, we were all in California together. So this is really kind of fun and special.
Yeah, we were. But see, then I got to see you in your face.
It's true. It's true. You did.
I'm awkward.
That's actually what we like about you. I don't know if you realize that, but the awkwardness is what makes you so charming and wonderful. So,
yay.
Yeah.
Look at me owning it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just embrace it, right? Well, I'm super excited to... So the focus of this podcast is to have Kara Jo on to talk about some really incredible holiday stuff that she's been doing. And these letters to Santa are, I think, really, truly special and unique. And this year you have just, like, blown us away with how creative you've gotten with adding some really special touches to it. So super excited to hear about those. And overall, just kind of catch up on a lot of new, exciting things in your life. So why don't we start with letters from Santa?
I think I came up with the letters from Santa idea in, I think, 2019. So four years ago, based on math.
Terrifying.
And right. So my main goal was to, like, provide a, like, heartwarming thing for kids that, like, you write a letter to Santa and they, like, you hope he gets it. But you don't know. It's just like, sometimes when you, like, drop something in the mail and it's just like you hope and wish that it gets to where it needs to go. I didn't do anything with them in 2019 because I didn't come up with the idea until so close to Christmas. It was just going to be impossible. So I just kind of had it sitting in the back of my head. And then 2020 came along and I was like, oh, this is perfect. Like, the kids are going to be, like, home alone. Like, they're not going to have all their friends around. Maybe, I mean, who knows what was going to happen at Christmas in 2020. And so I decided to just, like, I was like, you know what? I'm going to launch this fully, like, expecting it to flop because I don't know why. And I hand wrote them. I hand wrote 100 freaking letters. Like,
oh my God.
Like, pointed pen calligraphy hand wrote
them. I was going to say calligraphy. Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh my gosh. And it was,
I would really like to know, out of 100, how many did you redo? Like, how many did you actually write and mess up at the last line and then, like, have to start over again?
So I think I only messed up, like, 3 or 4. So I did this thing where I found a calligraphy font that was, like, really similar to mine. And I, like, printed out the letter in that font, like as a piece of regular paper. And then I used that as, like, my guide. So for, like, spacing and stuff. Yeah. Otherwise, I was just, like, falling off the edge, like, running out of room. So I found that I had to, like, create a template to make it so I didn't mess up as much.
Totally.
But I think I sold 103, if that number is, like, in my head for some reason. And then we did a dressing. These giant envelopes, these dread envelopes, they were, like, 8.5 by 11 with, like, white ink and gold ink on it, like, sending it to the kids, like,
then –
vintage stamps, of course. Why not?
Being a stationer is such a funny thing. We're like, well, of course we've got to use the cute vintage Santa stamps. Like, what do you mean? Of course we're going to hand apply them and do calligraphy.
They all have to be perfect. Yeah. And I mean, my poor, that's when I really got to meet the people that work at my post office, because I had to take those in and then I had to get, because they wouldn't put them in the regular box. I had to get them metered. And so I had to take them to the front and they had to be like, okay, yes, you have $2.30 here. And they would give me a metered tag and put the metered tag on there. So it wasn't like regular postage. It was bizarro land. And some people paid for tracking. And so then I had to put those aside and then be like, okay, this one's, first class package. And they're like, okay. So, the post office really loved me. They'd see me come in with my big box of red envelopes and they'd be like, oh, she's here.
They're like, nose. I'm not doing it. Not today. Yeah. That's so funny.
Yeah. Tom and Sandy really, really pulled me through that Christmas, but.
Yeah, so what did you get them for Christmas that year? Cookies, candies, coffee?
God, I can't even remember. Yeah. It's like a blacked out or something. But
yeah.
And then they just I got a lot of feedback from those. Like, turns out that the wax seals on the letters looked like chocolates because of the color gold I used. Kids were trying to eat them.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. So I didn't never think about.
Right? It was that dark gold. So
yeah, I'm sure I have the sample. Yeah.
Yeah. So the next year I decided to make them a really cheesy gold so that it was very clear that this is not candy, and to not put one on the letter, because there was a wax seal on the letter. So then the next year we didn't do that. And I instead made a font out of my handwriting because I think it was my physical therapist was like, yeah, can you never do that again? Can you never write that much? And I was like, yeah, that sounds wonderful for me, actually.
I totally agree. Yeah.
I can do that. I will do that right now, starting now. And so I made a font, which was actually really cool.
And now you can use it on all your other things too.
Right. But then, so I did that. I made a font. I learned all the ligatures. I made all the variants. So you like the curly G and the curly Y and the A that's at the end and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that was really great. And the first year, so we send them out in batches. So you can buy a one pack, a two pack, or a three pack. Mm-hmm. And all the letters are different. So that it looks like Santa wrote down and had three individual thoughts sending three kids a letter.
Yeah.
Right. It's pretty genius. Mm-hmm. But what I did not anticipate, what I did not anticipate the first year was the shipping delays of 2020. So one kid would get one, but then other two wouldn't.
Oh no. Or you're on the naughty list, bitches. Right?
They were fully convinced.
Oh my gosh. So even in the same household, a kid would get theirs, but. Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes me sad. So
I know. It made me so. So I think I only had to resend two of them, and I put a little note that says my elves can't let me know or whatever. I think one of them was she is really into the tooth fairy. So if you could say the tooth fairy told her elf friend and something. Yeah. I fully get into Santa mode.
I love that.
The robots of Santa's elves and their little Santa labs and everything. It's kind of embarrassing, but I love it. And so I was like, okay, 2021, we're sending these in a package. I am not addressing them. And that eliminated the single kid feeling they didn't, because I never would want that to happen, to have a kid feel they didn't.
Yeah.
Do good things.
Oh my God. Can you imagine 20 years later, this kid's talking to their therapist, about when their life, when they became the bad person they are. It's this one year I was not on the nice list.
It all went awry when my older brother got his letter from Santa and I did not.
Can you imagine the villain arc?
Yeah. Oh, and it's my fault. Girl in Colorado.
Okay, actually, this could be the start of a
Hallmark
more, where are you at? A more sinister Hallmark movie. Instead of this, you know, reporter who's going off to the small town and falling in love with the guy who owns the tree farm. It's like the guy who owns a tree farm who's committing a lot of crimes, and the therapist is like, but why, Jack? Why are you committing these crimes?
Oh, and his name is Jack, of course.
I don't know. I was like, Mr. Frost. Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. So I learned that I can't rely on the post office for that stuff, especially like during the holidays.
Yeah. Holidays plus 2020 plus.
It's a shit show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last year I was like, okay, we're going to do packages. We're going to do tracking. Everybody gets it. If you don't want it, too bad. You get it anyways. So I had to like figure out how to do all that. Like, because before I think I was just using Squarespace, and like you would fill out your customizations because you can customize everything. Like, what did you do well? Like, what did they do good? What did they do they struggled with? Like, who do they need to be nice to, or who were they nice to, or stuff and stuff like that. And like you did the customizations like before you even added it to your cart, and people were like, dude, that was so annoying because I'm sitting here on the couch with my kid trying to like fill out this form, but like not have them see it. And I was like, oh, okay. So next year I need to send it to them after they order so they can do it at their leisure. Cause that was like a huge, what's that called?
Like a barrier to entry. Yeah.
Thank you. A barrier to entry for people. And so I wanted to eliminate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like, so 2021 was like, let's figure out all the things that went bad in 2020. I mean, nothing actually was really bad. Everybody loved them. They're like, I have people coming back that I recognize this year from 2020. So like, nobody was upset about it. They're like, we love you, Kara, but can you maybe not do that?
You're like, make it easier for us, please. And you're like, okay.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
That's awesome.
So I set up like an automated task with Zapier and Flowdesk to like send the customization forms. And so then they like, it got put into a CSV file instead of like copy and pasting it from Squarespace.
Yep.
And it was so much nicer. Oh, it was like, this row is this person. Like, and it was so easy. And then, you know, like we set up the shipping and all that stuff, and people were like, got all of their letters at the same time.
Oh, we love it. We love to hear
it. I know. And then they could decide like when they wanted to give it to them. So I think some people sneak them in like the stockings the night, like night before, or they like give them to my Christmas Eve, or, you know, like when they're having a bad day or something, to just like cheer them up. So I was like, you choose your own adventure. You do you. Yeah, I'm not going to dictate this timeline to you.
Yeah, that's really cute.
Yeah, and that was a lot better. That was a lot smoother. Nobody told me that the kids tried to eat the wax seals, so I feel like that was a win.
Absolutely a win. Cheesy gold for the win.
Right. And we introduced like gifts for the parents that year, so the parents now get wax seals, stickers, regular stickers, like to put on little packages and their envelopes and cards and stuff, and then gift tags. And I think that's it. And then the kids
that's
get
so smart, because then it
too.
Can look like the gifts came from Santa too, and that's next level. You are
brand
I mean,
cohesion,
knew you were a creative genius, but really love that. Yeah, that's so smart.
Yeah, so we're like the Santa sub brand of my company is like this very legit. Like, no, but like that graphic doesn't match like what Santa has. So like, you know, it's a whole thing so that when they get a package under the Christmas tree that says from Santa, like, they're like, oh, yeah, obviously this is from Santa because, like, everything else I've gotten from Santa looks just, you know, because kids these days definitely understand brand
recognition. I love that. I know. And that's
so
fun, though. Like,
no, they do. But they do. Like, these are the smartest kids who have ever existed.
I know. It's terrifying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrifying
and
inspiring.
Are you kidding me? There's definitely, like, a little TikTok is full of little five-year-olds who are going to school you on pretty much everything you do. They're better than us.
Yeah. They are better than us. Oh, the parents loved the cute little things, you know, because they're like, oh, I got to put a little sticker on their, like, you know, card or whatever. Their little candy canes. And I was like, I love this. It makes me so happy. And then one girl was like, I saved all my tags for next year. I was like, okay. Love it. So you're going to get more.
Yeah, you're like, there will be more next year, but okay.
There's going to be more. Yeah. And then I think the only feedback I got last year that was like not positive was that kids had a hard time reading cursive. And I was like, of course they did.
Yeah.
Nobody knows cursive
again
anymore.
Like, as someone who doesn't have children, it's like, I would never think about that. Right? Oh my God. Actually, side note, but relevant. A couple of years ago at Christmas, we have a couple of nieces and nephews, and I like wrapping presents. That's like my thing. I love wrapping presents. I would wrap my own present if Nate would let me. And I wrapped them. I got this cute paper, this cute ribbon, like bows, tags, everything matched, right? It was all adorable. Well, they couldn't get it open. Like, the kids could not physically, like, the wrapping paper was thick and they couldn't tear it. And I was like, oops. And that's like now going to be the running joke of the family. Like, don't let Mariah wrap your present if you want to open it. Like,
actually, Kara Jo, remember when we talked about wrapping paper?
Yes.
So that was one of, like, I, for the first, like, holiday, first Christmas where we had nieces and nephews to, like, bring gifts for, I bought the cutest wrapping paper off of Etsy for each kid. Like, I picked out for each kid, and none of them could open the packages because it was just thick paper. Like, it's hard. You literally have to just put like one piece of tape on it so that it pops off, because there really is no like ripping into it the way,
crazy.
The way your CVS
your Walmart wrapping paper does for
the, like,
sure.
Newsprint paper, because that thin wrapping paper reminds me of newsprint.
Yeah, it probably is newsprint, just coated.
It's like coated. Yep.
Yeah. As the wrapper, it's so satisfying to have like the thick crisp so that you can make those crisp edges. Like, totally. Oh, it's so satisfying. But the children do not like it.
So I can just picture some poor little kid like being so upset because they can't read what Santa wrote.
Right?
It's you don't think about it. No, you know.
Okay, but time out. That is probably the only encouragement left in their life to learn how to read cursive because they've stopped teaching it in schools.
Do you want to know what Santa said? Learn cursive. Done.
Yeah.
To be
so
on
what
the
this letter
list.
Actually says is learn cursive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell your teacher to teach you to read cursive. Yeah.
But in all honesty,
I
want to
know what Santa says.
Yeah.
You clearly adapted to the situation because we've seen the letters for this year.
Yeah. So I almost made another font, but then life got a little crazy. And so instead I scoured and scoured and scoured the internet for the perfect typewriter font that Santa would have from his vintage typewriter.
It's so perfect.
Because Santa doesn't have a computer. I don't know if you know that.
I'm sorry, but Santa also wouldn't take his time to handwrite. I feel like he would, like, that goes to the story so well.
Right.
He'd be on his little vintage typewriter.
He would be. With his little cocoa you know, spiked cocoa. Whatever.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm gonna judge.
Got a lot of letters to write, you know. Got to have a little fuel for that. Yeah.
He's got some shit to do.
Literally.
So we redid it this year with like a font that the kids will be able to read, which meant a slight brand refresh for Santa. Not too big, just a slight. Like, we changed all of the sans serif fonts to serif fonts. Big, big deal. Big moves. And then I think
the children are rejoicing.
A couple things. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for a serif font this whole time.
This is actually all I wanted for Christmas.
Santa was feeling a little too modern. This feels more on his.
Yeah.
Totally.
Right. But so last year we did them in this like metallic folder. So you could like put all the goodies in there. And then like the nice list was like mounted on the folder. It's basically like an A9 pocket from Soho.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know. And then, but this year, so 2022 is like the year of velvet for me. I had a lot of clients that wanted velvet and I was here for it. So I was like, you know what Santa reminds, like, cause you have a velvet Santa hat. I have a velvet Santa hat.
His whole outfit.
He's got his little velvet stockings. Everything Santa is velvet. And I was like, why isn't he put stuff in a velvet envelope before? And they make those in A9. And I was like, this is it. This is the year.
This is the one. So oh my God, I love it.
I have a boatload. I think I have like 200 plus velvet, red velvet envelopes at my studio now. And I was like, oh.
So I was like, what? Who's getting married on Christmas? Right. I mean.
They probably like, saw like all my red stuff. They're like, oh, she's back.
Yeah, literally. They see an order come through with red red velvet anything, and they're like, must be Cara Jo.
Oh, another big velvet envelope or velvet order. Must be Cara. Oh,
yep, literally.
It is. Yeah, because I, like, in that box was, like, all the velvet for the envelopes that I'm making for our holiday cards, too.
Yeah.
So it was just, like, stacks on stacks of velvet. But yeah, so I was like, oh crap, how am I going to write their names on this? Because I can't write their name on this. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I can't just put a sticker on it. That feels half-assed. So I, not that it is half-assed, but for Santa and his elves, it's half-assed.
Go home, right, Santa?
Yeah, right? Come on, Santa. You have a budget. Let's make this happen. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Your budget is filled with magic. Come on.
Santa, this is about the kids and their dreams, all right? Yeah.
So I came up with this design for like these buckle, I call them buckle tags because they look like Santa's belt buckle. And we have a piece of black silk ribbon that like holds it on the envelope and then it's sealed with a little wax seal on the back.
So cute.
A die. Perfection. It's so perfect.
It's perfection. It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah. And of course, the nice list is letterpressed this year.
Okay, I'm glad we went through the history, but I want to dive into all the things that you started to incorporate now that you have Dorothy and just like the different levels, because there's letterpress, there's die cut, there's digital. So like walk us through what the current Santa letter suite, which that is what it is, because you get so much stuff. And, like, talk us through some of the design choices you made, like, how that went, like, give us an overview of all that stuff.
So, the letter is still digitally printed, but it's on Mohawk Superfine because, you know, Santa don't mess around. I mean, of course. And then the nice lists are digitally printed on double thick, and then they send it to me and it's kind of empty. And then I add a blind, well, a tonal blind impression of this cute little like winter border. And then, so this year, Rudolph in his off season took up learning how to operate a letterpress and he's now Santa's head pressman.
Cute. And
he stamped, pressed all of the nice lists. And he couldn't resist, and he put his own little stamp, his own little paw print stamp, hoof print?
They have hoof print? Print. Yeah. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's so it's signed by Rudolph this year instead of Bernard, because Bernard's been doing a lot of administrative things, so he got pulled into something else, and so Rudolph had to take over. And Rudolph is like,
there's a lot to do. There's a lot to do there.
There's a lot to do. Somebody has to set up the automations, and that's Bernard.
he's always wanted to go into IT.
He really has. I mean, with that face, like, he has
Can I tell you? I had the biggest crush on Bernard from the original Santa Claus movie. Like, the biggest crush.
But doesn't he look like he would be a nerd? Like, he would set up some automations?
He totally looks like a nerd.
100%.
Do some quick hacking into the nice list?
It's cute. Yeah, like, it's just...
It's cute.
Yeah.
Anyway, then, okay, so Rudolph is signing them with his little blind pass. Love it.
Yeah, Rudolph's taken over a little bit of the process this year, and he decided to make a nice list ornament this year. That's obviously die cut. So it comes digitally printed. It's A2 sized, so it fits perfectly in a cute little A2 envelope. I just made the most amazing little motion. and it comes with like a ribbon already attached to it because the way we did the die cut design was that it was notched so that the kids could punch it out instead of it just being like a loosey-goosey ornament. And it's digitally printed on both sides. And then a tonal blind on the front and then die cut. So like it's double-sided but letterpress on the front, and it's got it's like an official members only nice list ornament, and then it has their membership number down at the bottom, which I'm cute. Literally just making up as I'm writing them.
LOL, which I freaking love. I saw that and I was like, okay, all of this is so detailed, but like that right there to me, I'm like, that's the next level shit that I live for. Like that member, that nice list number, I love
that
it.
That attention to detail is superior to all of us.
Cara Jo, you and I would get in so much trouble if we ran a business together, because we would just be doing this constantly, like detail, 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 detail. All day.
We would probably make no money because we would never actually finish.
Oh, for sure we'd make no money. Sure. But would we be the happiest little printers in the whole wide world? Absolutely.
The whole world. Everybody would just be like, well, I guess I can't compete with them and their
yeah,
business. Mariah would have to come in and be like, okay, ladies. So
yeah, I would actually love that, because then I could wrangle you both. It'd be great.
I want to go back to the die cutting, though, because I've seen like some of my favorite pieces have been pieces where they come as a whole and then you punch it out. And so when you were setting up the die for that, did you just like leave in small tabs to hold it together like you would with cutting things on the Glowforge? Or is it just from the thickness of the paper? Like what is keeping it all together?
So I emailed my die maker and I was like, hey, this is what I want to do. What do you need from me to set this up so that that can be achieved? And he said, nothing. Just tell me you want it notched, which is the technical term for it, I guess. And I'll just notch it for you. And I was like,
amazing.
Okay.
Sick.
Love that for me.
So does the die just have like a part of the steel rule is just like perforated?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like,
that's cool.
It almost looks like a V. It looks like they took
a chunk.
Like if it were me and I was like, I'm gonna notch this, it looks like I would have taken like a file and I would have like filed in a notch. Just
probably exactly yeah. what they do. Yeah.
It's probably
and
what
it's
they
probably
do.
Just like the yeah. tiniest bit too.
Yeah. It's like so tiny that like they could be a little bit bigger, but also not. Like they're kind of perfect. They yeah. hold it in there yeah. just enough that you get that like satisfying like pop when you punch them yeah. out. Yeah. Which is great because I have like a whole line of ornaments that I'm launching. That is notched ornaments in double, actually triplexed, like paper. Because why not?
Literally.
Why not?
I bought a duplexer. Let's triplex things now.
I was going to say, did you get yours yet?
It's going to be here next week. I called them.
Mine's going to be here tomorrow.
I had to make it.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
They said that they didn't have any in stock, so they're like, sorry for the delay, we're currently building it for you. And I was like, I feel very special right now. Thank you.
You're like, absolutely, could I request that in the future? Like,
yeah.
That's so cool.
Great. So did you buy a new one from Pot Devin? Or
I did buy it. It was DWC or something.
That website.
I got
we
my glue,
at.
Though.
Yeah,
but no Pot Devin yet. But I'm very excited. Yeah. It'll be here next week.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, so we're going to triplex ornaments and die cut them, and they're all going to be notched so that people can pop them out.
Yeah, so you have, let's see, you have digital on regular and double thick paper. You have letterpress, you have duplexing, and you have die cutting, and ribbon mm-hmm. and assembly and all of the things.
Yeah. Wax seals, velvet envelopes.
Yeah.
I love
but
it.
But the duplexing is already done for me, so yeah. I just order them double thick from Princewell.
Mm-hmm.
And they arrive. It's a really a good practice for alignment when you're working with a digital printer. And then you have to letterpress on top of it and then die cut it. Like I've gotten yeah. real good at alignment because of this project. So yeah. I'm very thankful for that. Thanks, Santa.
Yeah.
Are you finding variation within the digital prints or just the initial registration?
So in the initial registration is really about it. But like within the stack, I'm not finding that many. I have found that so you can't rush order double thick anyways. But when I was doing I did some like single ply stuff from them. And if I did a rush order, it was literally like they were rushing. So like the alignment was off on those. But I find that I don't have it as much when they're not rushing. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I mean, logically, it makes sense. Yeah.
Logically, quality goes down if you're trying to get shit out the door fast.
Every time. Yeah. That's so interesting. Yeah.
So I haven't had very many issues with it. And I did set up some tolerances on the ornament because the registration was too tight for the die cutting. Yeah. And so I just kind of like scooched everything in just like a little bit so that if it was off, like it wasn't visibly. The end of the
world. Yeah.
Yeah. Super yeah. off because like it's aligning on the front and the back too, so mm-hmm. that's a fun yeah. journey for me.
It is so fun. I'm actually working on something right now that is letterpress on one side, digitally printed on the other side, and then die cut, and it's a journey. It's a dream. Like that's just what and it's not a single sheet of like cardstock, it's actually duplexed, so I realized that my best bet was to duplex it first, then digitally print it, then die cut it, then actually letterpress print it. Luckily, the letterpress doesn't have like a bleed off the edge, so I can do that. But when I tried to go the other way of like having everything printed first, it was too much of a yeah. gamble.
Yeah.
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 It can be a dicey.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah.
But the it like, all depends plate on that I set what up.
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say it all depends on like, so for the prints that you're getting in that are just double thick and they're digitally printed, like if those are really even front and back, like you're good to go. But if mm-hmm. you were like duplexing something else on the back or like velvet or something crazy, then it's like that added step of human error, like anywhere where there could be human error, is just gonna mm-hmm. like throw you off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Far down the line.
I recently did something where I duplexed velvet to the back of it, but there was nothing that was gonna be printed on it or anything. And it was like double thick paper. I got it printed up. It was a variable print from Princewell of mm-hmm. escort cards. This was like, I have zero chance.
This project was meta.
It was like, oh my god, don't mess this up. And I did mess it up, but I got these escort cards in printed, digitally printed from Princewell on double thick. Everything was great. It was perfect. So I found that if you are going to be die cutting something and you order it digitally printed from, say, Princewell or literally anybody else, if you have the room and you're not, and you don't need the like excess, the like waste paper. Like I set my crop marks up for my die cut, like on the print, on the digital print. So like mm-hmm. I get a print with crop marks on it and then I use that to line up my die and it's easy, easy peasy.
That's smart.
So I get all those escort cards in. I even ordered like, I think I ordered like 10 blank ones to do like set up for the die. But I first had to do this cute little letterpress of their like name and date and a little horse on the bottom of each escort card. And I had them all set up and I double checked that this is how I'm going to put them in. And one of them was flipped and I letterpressed right over her name. And I was like, oh shit, I can't fix this. Like there's no way I can fix that. I just kept printing whatever I was like, and it was like the third one I did. So I was like, I mean, thank God it was the third one I did. Cause like, I was like, okay, this one's in there correctly. And then this one's in there correctly. Like I was like double checking each time.
Yeah.
So we did the letterpress first. And then on all the blank ones, I did the letterpress too. I was like, I'm just going to go for it. It's going to be fine. I'll figure this out later. And then Kim, my assistant, velvet, she duplexed the back with the velvet. And then after we were done letterpressing, I set it up for die cut and I die cut them all with the velvet on the back. And it was just like, ooh, it was so good. I want to do like 10,000 more of those because they're perfect. But then I still had this one that was messed up and I was like, I don't know what to do. Like I think it was a family member and I was like,
yeah.
So I learned that my Epson Artisan 1430 can print on double thick. I didn't know that until this project.
Oh, thank gosh.
Thank God. I had all those extras that I had done. I only needed one, actually, for the alignment. So I printed a few tests like color swatch tests, because there was a, of course, there was like a beige full print.
Of course.
A flood print. Of course. Because like, why just print it on white? Like, why can't I just do that? Like, I cannot. I can't.
Yeah.
So I had to color match that. And so I did like a bunch of just test prints on some of the waste or the extras that I had. And I found one. It was perfect. Reprinted it. And I was like, I don't want to set this press back up to do just one print. And I printed right over that letterpress and it couldn't even tell. And then I took it back in the next day and I dyed, because I had to go back in anyways. And then I velvet backed it and then I die cut it and nobody could tell. I couldn't even tell after I got it like set up.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
But I was so excited to learn that.
You digitally printed over one of the extras that you had letterpressed?
Yes.
That's amazing. Awesome.
Since it was on double thick, it like barely, and it was like such a light beige that it was totally fine.
Yeah.
Even if it was like a little bit darker, nobody would really notice. And if they did, then they can get out.
Yeah. Bye. You still made a miracle happen, Bye. So.
Yeah. Now you know where to sit.
Yeah, exactly. So. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Those were so gorgeous. And then it even, like, that wasn't even the end of it. The letterpress, the velvet, they were in little envelopes, right? Like little things slid out of?
Oh, that was a different project.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Previous this is weekend, one of
the horses, though. And they did like a band with the horse on their invitation, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they got married.
I just love
in...
that I stalk you completely. It's great.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. You and my cat might be tied for stalking, but I'm into it. I'm here for it. No, the other one, the pockets were all printed incorrectly. They were all printed with one name instead of the like 150 names I needed. And so and I know, Jillian, you texted me and you're like, just be careful printing those already die cut because like it might catch weird. And luckily I had two straight sides. So it didn't, fortunately, it did not catch like in my printer. But my Epson comes to the rescue again and I reprint all those names after I die cut them. And then I made the pockets, which were fun. They were actually, I really loved that one. And then we stuck them to a wall. And then inside of it was a digitally printed, which they didn't screw that one up, escort card with, of course, a velvet tab on it. You're a velvet, man. Everybody wanted velvet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Velvet. I started my year out with velvet and I loved it. I did something in January for a close friend and I was like, I need more of this. And I ordered a ton of samples, but then they just kind of sat there. Every client, I'd be like, look at these velvet envelopes. They'd be like, oh, that's pretty. Not for my wedding, though. And I'm like, oh,
that's a choice. That's a bummer.
That's a choice. But you know what? I live near the beach. So it's like all of my clients want beachy stuff. So.
Yeah, all my clients want like that. We're calling it Western Luxe. It's that like suede feeling, like cowhide.
Totally.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. So back to Letters from Santa. So clearly it is a whole production.
Yes.
Start to finish, these things are a whole production, and you are the queen of streamlining and making things really efficient.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you've done is like you kind of put a very strict like start and end date to when they can be ordered so that you know exactly how many you have to fulfill, which is really awesome. So how do you talk us through the process of like prepping this stuff so that that time frame works out for you and you can still do all this amazing stuff you're doing for your wedding clients.
Yeah. Well, luckily a lot of my wedding clients, I'm just in save the date mode. I do have two really fun letterpress save the dates coming up. I can't wait to show you. I did a Christmas in July sale for Letters from Santa as an experiment to see if like I had enough brand recognition with Letters from Santa to be able to do that without any information, no pictures, just like, do you want this?
Full trust. Yeah. Yeah.
And I sold a surprise. I think I sold like 50. So that was good. Cause that like got me, oh, okay. Like there's going to be enough, like I can order. And then just based on the numbers last year, I just ordered, I think, enough for like 200, I think, envelopes. I always order the envelopes first because that's the thing that always runs out. Red envelopes always run out first. So I think I've had those since like August.
Chris has just been staring you down.
Just a pile of red envelopes. And then from there, I kind of design everything else. And I first get proofs. Like I get like a pack of 20 or 10 or 20 from Princewell. And then I ordered the plates and I got those and I did a couple of test prints and I was like, yep, this is going to work. And then I ordered everything. I ordered it all. I ordered all the nice lists, the ornaments, the tags, the paper, the little bands, the little buckles, the ribbon, the gold wax, the red and green wax, the little wax seal backers, the tags, the stickers. And I just like Trello boarded it and it's like, boom, boom, boom. And it all shows up and it's like, okay. And then we set up like stations and it's like, okay, after we get, you know, the letter in, like they place their order and they submit all of their customizations, like then it goes into this next column in Trello and we're like, okay, we can start working on this one now. So we use Mail Merge for our letters this year to help us like streamline things because last year we had to manually copy and paste them into like an Illustrator file and it was not fun. So this year we used InDesign and Mail Merge and I was like, this is easier. And then, you know, we just like give them another proofread, print them out. And then it's like everything goes in their envelope. So like order number 156, everything goes in their envelope. And then it just like goes into a box, like ready to assemble. And so, you know, like we can print and proofread and like just get all the little bits together before we need to assemble. And then like, it can just sit in that box. So like a lot of these have been sitting like half assembled for like a week. And then we'll have like an assembly day where it's like, okay, we have like 60 letters to assemble. Let's go. And it'll be like, okay, we sign Santa's signature, fold the letter, put it in the thing, sign the nice list, put it in the thing, put the stickers in, seal the envelope, get the little parent thing and like print out the label. And then it's like, boom, boom, boom. Done.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. It's really just so hard. So much prep, like prep has gone into it. It's crazy, but so many steps, little so many boxes, like pieces of the puzzles. Yeah.
Like boxes that hold gift tags, you know, like, and they're all perfectly lined up so that they're not like tangled and you're not like, you pull one out and then like 15 come. It's like,
yeah.
Sometimes we'll pre-make the parent kits too. So like, we'll just make a bunch of parent kits one day. Like we're just waiting for something to show up or whatever. And we'll do that. So we like basically just create like little buckets for each like step, you know, like, so you go down the line and you get everything.
Yeah.
And it's
that's so
like
smart.
A little Santa assembly line, like all the little elves.
I love it. My favorite thing is having assembly lines. Like, I actually think the assembly portion is why I do wedding invitations.
Yeah, same.
Because there's a lot of stuff on the front end I don't enjoy, but damn it, do I love to sit there and be like, this goes with this, and this, and this, and this. Mm-hmm. This perfectly folds into this thing.
Well, it's that total, like physical, tangible result of all the work you've done, right? Like, you get to finally see it all come together. You get to finally put all the pieces together and see it. And, like, that's the physical reward of all the stuff you've been working on since July, you know? Like,
I think we start working on the idea of Santa letters in April. And then we finalize things by usually July so that we can start to, like, as we have free time in the summer, which is like 5 minutes, we can like work on it and, you know, like in little bits instead of like sitting down and doing it all at once. That really helps because like we've had this figured out since April.
So yeah. So are you doing other holiday things? You mentioned you're doing like 6 other ornaments. What other holiday stuff are you doing on top of Santa letters? Because that's like such a big production. Obviously, you do have a team to help you, but like, that's already a huge amount of work. So what else are you doing?
So I'm doing a cute little, I've never done a greeting card line before. So we're going to see what this does, what this brings.
Cute.
And I'm doing these little, they're like gift tags that go on ribbon. So not just like a hang tag. And then we're also doing regular hang tag gift tags as well. And then some letterpress and die cut ornaments, which I'm really excited about because there's a set of, I think it's a set of five. Yeah, there's three flat ornaments and then two 3D ornaments that you like pop out and then you assemble to make like a 3D ornament. Yes. And I'm really excited about those. I think I am probably going to make a test tomorrow of what they look like so that I can like physically see it and like maybe get some pictures. And then I've got wrapping paper. I've always wanted to make wrapping paper, so I'm going for it. And I think I might make tissue paper too because why not? Like, I just want to, it's like, this is the year for me to make all the things I've been wanting to make, but haven't had the like capacity to do it. And since I put a deadline on Letters from Santa of November 6th, 7th, whatever day that was, I now have like the rest of my holiday season to do holiday things. So I'm very excited. Awesome.
Yeah, that's really great. I'm so like, I'm so excited for you because like you get to totally just like play and do all the things you want. And I feel like you can kind of see that in Santa Letters this year. Like you've really just been like, no, I want to go all out. I want to go balls to the walls. Like I want to go absolutely jingle bells. Like,
She's gone bells to the walls.
Yeah, exactly. All the bells on or whatever.
Bells down the wells.
Yeah, exactly.
I have lost my bells, that's for sure.
It's like, this is what we live for, you know, when you finally get to that place where you're like, no, I want to do these things. And so I'm going to do these things and I have the tools to do these things so I can, you know, it's like,
yeah,
so fun. It's so fun to see.
I think that's the biggest thing for the letters from Santa for me is that like, it allows me to, allows a place for me to channel all that creative energy I have.
Yeah.
And yes, it's not like specifically on brand for like all of my wedding stuff, but it's on brand for like what I like to do, which is make things that are cute and make people smile and like they get musical excited when they see it. And then like usually from like letters from Santa, like 10 other things kind of like spark my inch, like ideas will come up or whatever. And so I think that like being able to like have the time to like play, as I call it, is really important because then I come up with all these other things like my little ornaments because I made the ornament for letters from Santa and I was like, why do I have to stop here? Why do I only have to make one ornament? Like, why can't I make five? Why does it have to be 2D? Why can't it be 3D? Like the little buckle from the front of the Santa letters, I was like, well, why does it have to stop here? Like, why can't this be a thing people buy outside of letters from Santa? You know, because it's a freaking great idea. It is so good. And it's like, it seems like such a waste to only use it like for that one thing. And so then I was like, all these little fun shapes, you know, and like I drew a bunch of stuff in my notebook like a while ago. And I was like, let's do that. So it sparks a lot of like ideas and products and stuff like that. So
it's so fun to see like the craziness that you come up with, because I swear like. I swear, like, every time I see you post something, like, a new project you're working on, I'm just like, what? This is, let me zoom in on this photo. Like, what is this? Like, it's just, you're obviously a creative genius, and I love that, but it's just so fun to see what, literally, what what craziness you come up with next.
I don't, it's, I'll just be, like, having a conversation with somebody, like, Kim, and I'll be like, oh, hold on. And I'll, like, go scribble something down, and she's like, did you just have an idea? And I was like, I did. Let me tell you about it. Or like I'll be on like a call with a client. I'll be like, I'm sorry, hold on. I just had an idea. I just gotta hold on.
Gotta flush it out. Yeah, absolutely.
So I gotta like write that down in shorthand for later.
Speaking of watching what you do next, tell us about your new space and congratulations.
Oh yeah, thank you. It's amazing. It's 750 square feet, which is more square feet than I know what to do with. It's almost twice as big as my first apartment when I moved to Colorado, which is kind of crazy to think about.
That's wild.
I was like, oh, this is big. So we moved everything there. So our, like, the studio that I have at home and then my studio that I had at Saltbox, too. I call everything a studio because it just sounds very artsy and fancy.
Yeah.
And now it's all going to be in one spot, which I think is going to be great because, like, all those ideas that I have rapid fire, I can just like execute, you know, if I need to see like what a card looks like with this phrase on it, I can just do a quick typeset and then print it, you know? and like then I can have a thing. Whereas before it was like, oh, I have an idea. Let me go order a thing and then I'll have to go over there and then I'll have to do this. And it's like, but to finish it, everything else is like at the other place. And there's lots of like back and forth for me that was just not conducive for my creativity, like at all. So yeah, we packed this place up. It looks pretty bare right now, but it's not actually. There's still a lot here. And so then we'll be fully working out of our new space, hopefully in like the next couple weeks. My husband's building me a big table that I'm calling the big ass workspace. And then BAW for short. And he's like building in like shelves for my parent sheets and stuff like that. So I don't have to have those all like flopping around places.
Magic. What a beautiful thing.
Oh, it's gonna be so exciting. And then we're going to host like workshops and stuff. So we're like having a gift wrapping workshop. Because Kim, my assistant, loves gift wrapping, loves it. And she loves teaching people how to do it. So I was like, well, we should just do a workshop. Like, why not? So that's a thing that we're going to do. And then I want to have like a monthly happy hour that I'm so excited about.
Cute.
Because I think it could be really fun for like, you know, maybe potential clients to come in and see the space and see like what the process is like. And then like current clients to come see it too, like, you know, kind of hang out for a minute. And then other like wedding vendors and other friends and, you know, fans of print things to come hang out. And I'm going to call it Letterpress and Libations.
Cute.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I love that. Oh my gosh.
And I think I'm going to have like a themed cocktail, like the Gutenberg. It's cute. Probably going to be an old fashioned.
I was going to say, like, that's, or, like, mulled wine or something.
Like, smoky, maybe. I feel like Gutenberg would be into, like, a smoky drink. I don't know.
Probably, yeah.
And so, I want, and then, you know, I want to just have, like, a space for people to, like, come hang out and, like, work at the big eight, the big ass workspace so that they can spread out. You know, because a lot of the like stationers, you know, sometimes you're just like working in like a corner of a room and you're like have this big project. And if like I have this space that I'm not actively using in that moment, like you should come use it because that would be great for you and me. And I just like people. I talk to people.
Well, and like so many of us work alone that it's like sometimes it would be really nice to like just have someone to chit chat with while you're doing assembly for 150 suites, you know?
Right.
I was just talking about this to someone, how like the transition to like being self-employed and working from home, the biggest thing is just the little camaraderie, like socialization that comes with working in an office. Like my friend is still self-employed, but she went and got like an office within someone else's office. And she's like, just that small interaction with the receptionist when she walks in the morning and then people in the break room. She's like, it's just enough to like keep me going and fill my soul. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm going to start inviting strangers like into my house to be like, work at my dining table, please. So that whenever I get water, I could say hi to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. My new space is kind of like in, it's like a bunch of businesses in a space. So like there's a company like three doors down that like was trying to, they reorganized their office and they had like a whiteboard and they're like, do you want this? You just moved in. And I was like, no, I'm good. Thank you. And then he's like, what's that? And I was like, that's a printing press. And so then I got to like tell him all about letterpress. And he's like, okay, that's really cool. I can't wait to see more of everything that you're doing. And it's like, yeah, I want to talk to you about letterpress. Now you know about letterpress. Like,
totally.
I love it. It's so rare for you to start talking letterpress and someone to like be not lit up, like
right? For them to be
the
like,
moment you start talking about how old our machines are, people are like, what? And they do what? Can I see a photo? Can you show me how this works? Like, everyone loves letterpress, they just don't know about it.
The guy that I work with at my local like lumber yard for everything, like all the boards and stuff that I make, his name is Steve. He's awesome. He was like, so what do you need? Right. Thanks, Steve. So he's like, what do you need this for? Like, this is very random for you. And I was like, oh, so I have this printing press and I need to replace. I call them her shoes because her name is Dorothy, you know. And he's like, oh, yeah. blah, 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 blah. You might want to use this wood and da, da. And he was like, and if we do a glue up, and he was talking all this stuff. And he's like, do you have a video of Dorothy? And I was like, one, I love that you just called her by her name. And two, yes, I do. So he was very into it. And then I like called him. I was like, hi, this is Kara. We talked. And he's like, oh yeah, Dorothy. And I was like, oh my God, thank you for remembering me. And my,
it's she's like name. Remembering your child's name. I love that.
I know, yeah. It is.
He was very exactly into it. I loved it.
That's so sweet.
All right. So we've heard all about letters from Santa. We heard all about your new space. Let's move on to the season's best segment. Christmas!
Yay!
Okay, so as you guys know, we are celebrating Printmas by doing some giveaways and giving away some amazing things. And because you just heard all of the fabulousness that is the letters from Santa, we, of course, have to give one away. So this week, if you enter in the Printmas giveaway, you will get a letter from Santa. And that, you don't even have to have kids for this. Let me tell you, you yourself could be the recipient of the letter from Santa. Like,
oh, they get sent to adults.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes. Like, send his best friend who lives in Australia a nice list last year. And it was the most hilarious letter I've ever read in my life. And it will go down as my favorite one.
Please do naughty list ones next year.
I was just going to say that. Somebody said a bunch of letters coming next year.
Naughty lists are happening next year.
I love it.
Foil maker printer thingy. I'm going to do black paper with black foil.
Oh,
shut up.
I will not shut up.
Oh my God. I'm obsessed. I've got oh my gosh, that opens up a whole market because I've got so many people I want to send a naughty list to.
Literally.
So many people. Mariah is number one.
The notepad that I'm going to make that's like naughty list citations where that's all I'm going to say.
Oh my God, I love it.
I'm sorry, I derailed us.
Okay, yes. All right, we're getting too far away. Let's bring everyone back in, guys. We're bringing it back in.
Okay,
this
so
week,
to enter the
you
giveaway.
Can enter in the giveaway to get letter from Santa just by tagging us in a photo of your studio space. So we talked about Kara Jo's studio space. She moved into a new space. We want to see yours, no matter what it looks like. Hopefully it's as messy as Mariah and I's. Let me tell you, we don't live glamorous lives and we love it. So please hop on socials, tag us in a photo of your studio space, and you could be entered to win a fabulous, luxurious letter from Santa.
And if your space is really messy and you're actually embarrassed by that, then feel free to just send us a photo via DM because we will totally hold that to our chest and we'll not share it with the world if you don't want us to, but we'll still count it. Or, you know, maybe this is a perfect excuse to clean it up for a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to be posting mine as is. Also, letters from Santa will be open up for a limited window so that if you really want one, you can secure one for yourself. We are going to have a link to shop those in the show notes. We'll also put it in the email. So get on our email list. It is the best way to stay up to date on everything. And of course, if you follow us on Instagram, we'll leave all of these goodies there as well. We highly recommend you following Knapp Design Co. on Instagram. That's KNAPP Design Co. because Kara is just doing some really crazy awesome stuff on her letterpress, y'all. Like real crazy awesome stuff, and you want to be following so that you could just revel in it the way that we are.
Yeah. She's an amazing creative, and it's always so fun to see what craziness she comes up with. So, yeah, follow along and fulfill all of your daydreams.
Your letterpress daydreams.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kara Jo. It was so good to talk to you again and see your face.
And my cat's faces, too.
Yeah.
Got to see them today.
Awesome. Well, congrats on the new space. We're super excited for you. And yeah.
To everyone else, we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Yeah.